This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the corporate media is trying to suppress the campaign and the message of RFK Jr. So we will be the anti-corrupt corporate press, and we will amplify RFK's message. And so here were some powerful moments from an interview he had this weekend talking about the vaccines.
You've been opposed to vaccines now for a long time, very heavily critical of the COVID vaccine.
That's not true.
Well, you're not a vaccine denier, but you are a very, very skeptical, very public voice of skepticism about the efficacy of vaccines. Would that be fair?
What I've said is vaccines, I'm not anti-vaccine. I think vaccines should be subject to the same level of rigorous testing as other medications. And that is the only thing, my only position. Listen, I fought to get mercury out of fish for 40 years, yeah, and nobody called me anti-fish. I'm not anti-vaccines just because I want safe vaccines. And I think everybody wants safe vaccines. And as we all now recognize, the COVID vaccines were neither safe nor effective.
Well, that is, as you know, heavily disputed by a lot of top scientists who say that comparative to other vaccines, it was very safe. Obviously, like all vaccines, it's had issues. Obviously, they had to move at the speed of light because it was a novel virus that was killing a lot of people. But it wasn't an unsafe vaccine.
You look at the countries that did not vaccinate, they had the lowest death rates. They had the lowest COVID and infection rates. And if you look at the Johns Hopkins data, which is the data everybody relies on, there's a direct correlation between excess deaths in nations, in the Western nations, that heavily vaccinated and the level of COVID vaccination. So if you look at excess deaths, how many people died that shouldn't have died at the end of the year? The vaccine cause is associated, because we don't know, we can't say cause because it's a correlation. But the deaths in the nations that heavily vaccinated, which were much higher than those that didn't, I'll give you an example. We in our country, one of the most heavily vaccinated countries in the world, we also had the highest COVID death rate in the world. So we have 4.2% of the global population. We have 16% of the COVID deaths. That's not a success story. How can anybody point to that?
Unfortunately,
the vaccines were a benefit.
Listen, we've run out of time. I've got to end it there.
We have 1,400 studies, peer-reviewed studies, published on NIH's website, PubMed, linking various vaccines to all of those injuries.
So what are they doing this for, money?
Well, they're making $60 billion a year selling us vaccines, but they're making $500 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by vaccines.
Wow.
So the diabetes medication, the Adderall, the Ritalin, the Concerta, the Advair inhalers, the albuterol inhalers, the anti-seizure medications, all of those, you know, this is a really great business plan for these companies. You make people sick, and then you sell them a lifetime cure. And measles, they weren't making any money. If you get measles or chickenpox, the cure is chicken soup and vitamin A, and you can't patent either of those.
Huh.
And you're well in a week. There's self-limiting illnesses that go away in a week. But if you can give somebody that vaccine and make them, you know, diabetic for life, and you got a permanent customer, or ADD or ADHD, and, you know, many of the vaccines are for illnesses for which there is zero risk. A one-day-old baby has zero risk of getting hepatitis B,
right,
if the mother doesn't have it,
yeah,
which every mother's tested for. You can only get it from, you know, unprotected sex or from sharing needles. Why are we giving one-day-old babies a vaccine for hepatitis B, and they admit the vaccine only lasts 5 years? That baby is not going to have sex with a prostitute in the first 5 years of life. There's zero risk. And yet it's a very, very dangerous vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, I could make a joke about that, unless they go to a gay pride parade or a Joe Biden event or Epstein Island. But all jokes aside, RFK knows his stuff, folks, and the anti-establishment left finally has a real...
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Patrick Howley joins me fighting against the corrupt corporate press. And we've got news on the Epstein saga here. Private calendar reveals convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein met with Biden's CIA spy chief and other leftist individuals after sex crimes convictions. Let's not forget his bodyguard went and got trained by the CIA, too, when he served that light prison sentence while the Democrats were just waiting for him to get back out so they could go on the pony rides there at Epstein Island. So it's amazing. The corporate press tried to silence this story. We've seen the hot tape of Amy Rohrbach at ABC News saying, yeah, I was going to cover the Epstein story, but they told me I couldn't do it because I had to protect the Clintons. Think that would be a bigger story, but they all covered it up. And you know, you got to give the liberal left credit. They really do protect their own, even if they're sex trafficking minors like Jeffrey Epstein. Amazing stuff. Patrick Howley, how does the corporate press get away with this? How do they get away with this? Why is everybody with an Epstein connection not being called in for investigations and testimonies right now?
You know why, Owen? Because it's called the Mockingbird Media. The CIA set up something called Project Mockingbird, and they do the Mockingbird Media. All of these networks, all these years, you always thought, oh, it's Tom Brokaw says it, or Dan Rather says it. It's the Mockingbird Media. It's all the CIA. We know now it's a matter of public record that the CIA was involved in 9/11. Alex Jones has been saying this for years. Now we have the Epstein private calendar revealed. William Burns of the CIA is part of the Epstein network. Catherine Rumler of Goldman Sachs, a member of the Rothschild dynasty, Henry Kissinger's consultant. We already knew about Woody Allen. We already knew about Chelsea Handler. We already knew about Harvey Weinstein, the guy who they would thank in the Oscars acceptance speech all the time. We already knew about Bill Gates, the guy who dreamed up this scamdemic. We already knew about Jeffrey Lander, okay, Biden's top White House science advisor. We already know that Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of Israeli spy Robert Maxwell. We already know about Kevin Spacey. All of a sudden, all these people show up dead who are going to be part of the Kevin Spacey trial. You know, give me a break.
Wasn't it like three Spacey accusers in a row met their demise?
And, of course, his show, House of Cards, which was so glamorous was when I was in D.C., it was all about glamorizing the corruption of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So all these little kids would go there and think, oh, I'm going to be like House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, and, you know, screw over the American people on behalf of some congressman. They were just trying to glamorize that to get out ahead of it before all this stuff came out. But all this stuff is out now, okay? We know all this stuff. We know that Israel, the nation state of Israel, which Jeffrey Epstein was working for, according to Ari Ben-Menash, even confirmed by Rolling Stone, we know that Israel was working with Pfizer, had a covenant with Pfizer very, very early on in this process, even before then they admitted. We know that Ukraine, we know that Hunter Biden was an unofficial lobbyist for Medabiota, which was setting up all those Ukraine biolabs over there. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Defense, the Pentagon, the U.S. government was funding all these biolabs. I was the one who reported that. All these people who want to say, oh, I'm out of the game, I'm such a crazy guy, give me a break. I was the one who broke the Ukraine biolab story, okay? Come at me. Come at me. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. We're not going away. We know that the Obama-Biden administration is linked now to the little house called Tucked Away in New Hampshire that Ghislaine Maxwell was hiding at, okay, when the FBI was looking for her. We all know that this is a big criminal scam. We all know about it. We all know about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It is we all. Now. No, really, though. It is we all know about it. I don't care. You could talk to the farthest left liberal. I mean, even a Biden voter knows Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, you talk to any far leftist, even they'll say, yeah, Epstein was a bad guy. He definitely didn't kill himself. So it's like, if anything is centrist on an issue, you can have a bipartisan effort. No effort. There's no hearings on Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, there's nothing.
No, of course not, because Kevin McCarthy is the Republican House leader, and he's a globalist stooge. And all these Republicans that went for Kevin McCarthy are just being stooges for this globalist scam. And thank God for Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. They fought it to the end, but they were some of the only ones. Fox News went hard against them. We know, obviously, Fox News is controlled opposition by their treatment of Tucker Carlson, the greatest host of all time. We know this. They want their war against Russia. They want their war with Ukraine. Lindsey Graham, all these neocons, all these Karl Rove people who still control the Republican Party and conservative media, they want their war against Russia. They want to take down Russia. They want the New World Order. Okay? That's what they want. They're on the same exact side as Biden and the globalist Democrats. They're on the same exact side, and we have to stop pretending they're not. There's no two-party system in America. It's a uniparty in Washington, D.C., and we the people are suffering from inflation. We the people are suffering from open borders. We the people are seeing the child sex slavery that gets imported up over here over the southern border, and we're sick of it. We are so sick of living in this strip mall labor colony in which we're just supposed to go spend our money at Walmart, and that's our whole thing as little economic units. Enough of this. I don't care about the GDP. I care about the moral fabric of this country, and the moral fabric of this country has been torn apart by the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein network, and all the blackmail that has taken over the politics of the United States of America.
Yeah, and they try to glorify this stuff, by the way. This is a syndicated story from Yahoo News. Masked neo-Nazis crash world's largest satanic event. We can now add fascists versus Satanists to the list of iconic crossovers. Whoa. Nazis are socialists. Let me do a little editorializing here, guys. If you got to get a doc cam here, I'm going to have to, because your editor, Victor Sweezy over at Yahoo News, your editor failed you here. Actually, Nazis are socialists. So I'm going to do a little, I used to be an editor back in the day. Okay, so it's originally from the Daily Beast, that's what I'm saying, or Reuters even, I don't know, it has Reuters on here. The point is, this is nationally syndicated story. It's like they're glorifying it. It's like, oh, look, fascists and Satanists, as you were talking about the moral fabric. But no, Nazis are actually socialists. I just want to make sure we correct the record there. They're actually socialists, but they don't want us to have that bad connotation of the word socialist, because that's what they are now in the Democrat Party. Unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with. But yeah, the issue of Jeffrey Epstein should be a bigger issue. None of the politicians will touch it. None of the media really wants to touch it either. And they would make the argument at the time, even convicted pedophiles or even convicted sex traffickers should have a bank account. But now they don't want a basic Trump voter to have a bank account.
Conan O'Brien hosted the Bohemian Grove variety show. Jack Black, the comedian, admitted on The Tonight Show that he sold his soul to Satan. Hollywood is an arm of the deep state. Tiffany Fitzhenry, who's a great researcher, has proof that definitively that the Department of Defense has been behind a lot of these Hollywood productions. They have used the Mockingbird media, including cable news, including Hollywood, to dupe you into the idea that there's some kind of stability, that the TV is the official arbiter of what's true or not. And it's not. The TV is a liar. The talking box in your house is a liar. Tucker Carlson was great, but he's canceled now. You see how it goes? You see how it goes? You can't be a truth teller on the TV box too long.
Well, and let's be honest, they can't have Tucker Carlson. You mentioned earlier, they can't have Tucker Carlson on Fox News when they're getting ready to go to war against Russia. Because let's be honest, Fox News is used by the neocons to get conservatives to agree to war.
Oh, it's literally Karl Rove's network. It's like Karl Rove producing the Merv Griffin show from the 70s. It's like you got Geraldo there, you got all these old stars, these fading stars, and meanwhile, it's all about the Karl Rove, Dick Cheney agenda. That's always been Fox News. I was pretty surprised when Tucker became as big as he did on Fox News, but he was so good that they just couldn't stop him. You know what I mean? But now, eventually, they've said, hey, enough of this. Shut it down. Shut it down. And they don't even care about the ratings. The ratings are tanking. They don't care. They just want to shut him up. It's all about a political agenda. Bigger than money for them.
Well, right. And imagine if they say, well, we're going to lose X amount, or they've lost $1 billion in their market cap after firing Tucker Carlson. I don't know where the number is now. But here's what they figure is, hey, we're going to get that $1 billion made up by big pharmaceutical ad buys. And so it's definitely going to be worth it. And by the way, our friends, wink, wink, that have stocks in Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, they're going to do well, too. So we'll make up that $1 billion somehow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is a Democrat, was the one working with Elon Musk to expose the Twitter files, and since he's been attacked from the left for doing so, and he's been very confused, and people are noticing some of his recent interviews and reports. Matt Taibbi, America, the single opinion cult, in his recent piece, America, the single opinion cult. And this is what people are starting to learn, Patrick, is that it's really been a one-party system, a one-party culture that is really just leading them into what at the bottom line is a death cult, quite frankly. That's why they love the abortion so much and all the other things like forcefully injecting you with a vaccine that you don't need. I could go on. I think the American people are seeing through this. And when the Democrats are going after their own on the anti-establishment side, like a Matt Taibbi or a Michael Schellenberger or now an RFK, what do you think the political consequences of this are going to be for the Democrat Party?
Look, I've been waiting for a political realignment for a long time. Conservative media, including Ben Shapiro for a while, was shilling for the coronavirus injection, was shilling for the death jab, okay? We have to stop thinking about this in a right versus left paradigm. The right versus left paradigm is their mechanism of control. If that was real, do you really think they would put that on cable news and put Rachel Maddow against Sean Hannity and say, oh, this is what it is? Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson comes along and says, no, it's a little bit different than that. You have to understand that both of these sides are working together. And you know what? They kibosh them, and they send them away, and they think people aren't going to notice. And 5 years are going to go on, and then they'll just accept Brian Kilmeade or whoever at 8 p.m.
I don't think Fox News will be that. I mean, you know, I don't know. After you fire Tucker Carlson, maybe you are suicidal, but, I mean, Kilmeade, yeah, come on.
It's ridiculous. Look, Iraq, the Fox News channel was the biggest cheerleader of the Iraq war. I remember it well. You know, all these people want to say the millennial generation is so lazy, so awful. Well, it was a lot of my friends who went over there and fought that war, thinking that they were doing something good, thinking they were doing something patriotic. And no disrespect to any of the people who are watching who fought that war, but I totally disagree with that war. I totally disagree with what they did, how they presented it, how Sean Hannity, Karl Rove, and those people represented it. This is, I mean, we are a strip mall labor colony. We're Walmart after Arby's, okay, after Denny's. I mean, you have illegal immigrants throwing their Denny's Grand Slam wrappers out the side of the car on the side of the interstate. I mean, there's beautiful land in this country, but it's been paved over for Walmart, Denny's, Walgreens, Target, I mean, Taco Bell. I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is all just a big highway country now. We're so sick of it. We're so sick of being a strip mall labor colony of the globalists. And they think they can just mandate a vaccine and get you to inject the mark of the beast, 666 poison, into their veins. You know, I'll admit something to you, Owen, right here, which breaks my heart, which is that I couldn't save my sister from taking that god-awful needle. And it hurts me to this very, very day. And you know what? If I could go back in time, I would have sat by her side and just counseled her every single day. Please don't take this. Please don't take this. But you know what? The propaganda proved more powerful than me at that time. And that's what drives me right now. And that's what fear. Drives me. I'm bringing the campaign show back in a week, by the way, on Bandop Video. I'm going to bring it to these people like they have never had it brought to them before. And you know I can do it. You know I can do it.
Well, you know, did you see the documents?
I'm motivated by is Schadenfreude. I'm motivated by Schadenfreude. I'm motivated by their lives should be worse for what they've done to us.
Yeah, Carrie Lake called for Fauci to be in jail for life today. That's the right messaging. And I don't even know if she saw the new documents that got released. We've just published them at Infowars.com, the new documents. The FDA and Pfizer knew the vaccines were extremely high risk for pregnant women, and they gave them to them, and they promoted them anyway.
Oh, sure. That's the point. They're genociding us. We're farm animals in their eyes. We're cattle. They're genociding us. And by the way, they're putting the mRNA injection in the food supply. So one way or another, Bill Gates, that demon, is determined to get it into all of us. He's determined to do that. Him and his little apparatchik Fauci, his little golem Fauci, his little troll Fauci. I mean, enough is enough of this. Enough is enough of the lies of the mainstream media.
Well, but Fauci,
it's all been exposed.
No. Fauci, he did an interview this week. He said he never called for lockdowns. Oh, not me. I never called for the lockdowns. It's kind of like Trudeau. Trudeau comes out. He's like, oh, I never said the vaccines were mandatory. I never said any of that. It's like, wait a second, what's with the change of spirit here? You guys were all gung-ho. You were gung-ho about the lockdowns. You were gung-ho about the vaccines. You guys were the cheerleaders. Oh, but now you're like, oh, no, not us. It wasn't us.
Everything they say is a lie.
That's not mine, baby.
No, I was the one who broke the story about the Higgins report, by the way, the Las Vegas shooting. A former top Trump advisor named Rich Higgins, who's now dead, got a report saying the Las Vegas shooting, all these connections to ISIS and Antifa, all this reporting that he got. Nobody in the mainstream media would touch it. You know who the only outlet was in 2020 who I could go on and I could say, you don't want to take this bioweapon. You don't want to take this genocide needle. It was Alex Jones. What has happened? Alex Jones has been demonized in the mainstream media. Oh, don't be like Alex Jones, normies. They are desperate to try to control the information so that the real information doesn't get in the minds of critical thinking people. Once the real information gets in the minds of the critical thinking people, their thing is done. Their fiat currency is done. Their war machine is done. All their media propaganda is done. This is an information war. It's an electronic war, as Andrew Breitbart said. That's what it's all about. That's why this censorship is happening. It's all about the freedom of people's minds.
By the way, we need
to free people's minds right now.
This is what I think, since you're bringing this up, this is what when I watch Space Odyssey, and when you think about the obelisk, that's what it represents. Why do the monkeys go to the obelisk? Why does that cause evolution? Because it makes them think. It makes them think. They see something that's there that wasn't there before. That's like Alex Jones. That's like Tucker Carlson. We're the obelisk. And when the people, when the normies, as you say, when they see the obelisk and they touch the obelisk and they start, the whole world changes.
Correct. And it's all about child trafficking, Owen. You know that. Kamala Harris was, called into the state to represent the opposition against a mother named Tammy Reif on her son Jonah Reif, who is allegedly and very credibly, according to the evidence, put into child sex trafficking. Why did they have to tag Kamala into that? Why was Nancy Pelosi personally renting office space to First Five San Mateo, which was run by a convicted pedophile? A convicted pedophile who died in prison.
Yeah, then there's the Ed Buck connection. There's the open border that the Homeland Security is telling people it's a giant sex trafficking operation and testimony. Amazing stuff. Patrick Howley, your channel on Bandop Video is on fire as well, as are you. We thank you for joining us this Sunday night.
We love you, Owen. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I come back, the phone lines will be open. If your fingers are fast, you can call now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They had got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yes, that's right. And now your calls on this Sunday evening edition of the Alex Jones Show. The tip of the spear against the corrupt corporate press and the New World Order death cult establishment. Biggest grassroots for the people news organization on the planet. Naturally, that's why they have to snuff us out. But we're still here thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Man, oh man, continuing to get messaged about Turbo Force Plus being back in stock. People glad it's finally arriving. Their orders finally arriving at their house. And then some people who listen to the show but don't shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see. I'm about to take a bunch of calls. People always call in and they bring up a lot of the times their favorite supplements at InfoWarsStore.com because they enjoy them so much. They want to share that with the audience. And it's been Turbo Force that people are talking about. And I'll have people message me like, hey, I keep hearing about this Turbo Force on your show. Is it really that great? Let me tell you, there's a reason why energy drinks are popular. There's no denying that. You walk into grocery store, gas station, refrigerators full of energy drinks. Most of those, if not all, are toxic in some way, shape, or form. Not Turbo Force Plus. It's the real deal. 10 hours of clean energy, not unhealthy, with all the processed sugar, spoonfuls of it, processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup, you name it, the acidic battery taste, none of that, Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in a canister now, a powder in a canister. It used to be in a little sleeve, a little packet. We put it in the canister now, so you get more bang for your buck at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. But yes, for those asking, is Turbo Force Plus really that great? Yes, yes, and yes. All right. To the phone lines we go. Let's go to John in New Hampshire to lead us off tonight. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Howdy, John. I'm all right.
It's kind of funny. I'm the first one. You said, be quick with your dial. I ended up being the first one. That's actually kind of funny.
You got the fastest fingers in the West today.
Yeah, real quick. So we got, here where I live, the next town over, we got every Friday out on the common and the town center, we get a group of communists that stand up. And this is a bunch of your classical old liberal, 50s, 60s.
So just like, pot-smoking hippies?
Yeah, basically. And they're all standing there around the common holding their BLM signs, pushing the communism crap out every day. And it's sickening to me to see how every week that their support is growing larger. I don't understand where these people are coming from.
They must have some good stuff,
Whoever I talk to, whenever I interact, they don't think the same way. But then all of a sudden I see it's almost like they double every weekend. It's weird. They're coming out of the woodwork now for some reason.
New Hampshire. So there's just commies just gathering in New Hampshire now.
Well, I think they're coming from Vermont is where I believe they're coming from.
Bernie sent them.
Right in the town. They stand right in the middle of Claremont, and they push their commie crap. They've actually bled into the local school board and whatnot, and it's ridiculous. I have a really good friend, my former roommate, actually. He had a girl he met online, whatever, hit it off. She moved up here with her kid. Kid was a perfect little girl, 12-year-old little girl. Started into the Claremont school system. Within 6 weeks, she comes home. She's got her head shaved. She's now no longer little boy. Teacher's pushing this stuff on her. And
oh, gee.
They've got like the gay club they've got started. It's a secret little gay club they've got at the Claremont middle school and high school, where the teachers get together and they talk amongst each student about which students are bad, which students are good. They pick on the students and stuff. It's pretty sickening what they're doing.
No. This is disgusting. It used to be like after school clubs or like science or engineering and stuff like that. Now it's like, the after school LGBTQ+ Satan club.
And it's not even after school though. And it's going on like during school hours. So instead of teaching math, they've got their little LGBT group meeting in the corner, and
the kids don't know any better, and they just go along with it because they think, I'm getting out of school. It's like you have a school event and you get out of class or something. You're a kid, just like, yeah, I'm out of class. So they're just like, the gay stuff, yeah, I'm out of class. They don't even get it. Oh boy, that is just awful to hear. John, thank you for the call. Let's go to Bill here in Austin, Texas. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so I just wanted to call and say it was neat to see Ali Alexander come back on Twitter. He had such a cool handle on Twitter, ALI. And then it was neat to see him come back from J6, that whole thing, and come back to InfoWars, bringing of all people, Kanye West and Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos. And it was just so cool to see how close Ali is with Alex. And then to get all of the information about Ali grooming young men and soliciting dick pics from them, and this being a well widely known thing among his circle, you know, is really cool to see how the people that you lie down with, the people that you make business with, are all around you, and they're the same as you. And Ali Alexander and Alex Jones probably, you know, cut from the same cloth. It's just really neat to see all that happen. And I wanted to say, Owen, honk, honk.
So I don't really understand the point of your call. I can sense the sarcasm. I mean, is there something you want to say? Or are you just going to kind of come on here? Are you trying to gaslight me? I don't get it.
No, I want you to talk about Ali Alexander. You guys were...
Why?
Why? Because
yeah.
Milo drops all those this loads about Ali being a predator and...
Okay, so that's good for Milo. Hey, that's fine, Bill. And look, I don't mind you calling in and talking about this. The problem is, I'm not going to waste the audience's time on this subject material. You understand? And so you can call in and talk about it, but let me just put it to rest like this, folks. You notice? I mean, I'm not going to speak for Alex, but you can tell what InfoWars does. But I'll speak for myself. We don't go into these rumor drama cycles with the rest of the media. Okay. We don't do it. And we like to stay above that because there's real issues. So this guy is a perfect example. He wants me to talk about Ali Alexander. The audience doesn't want me to talk about Ali Alexander. They want to talk about the New World Order. They want to know about how we're going to stop this. They want to talk about, is Trump going to be the next guy? Should we go with somebody else? You want me to go into the depths of the internet rumor drama world like I'm a high school student. I'm not. I'm an adult, okay? Now, if I want to do a response to all the other rumor mill crap that I get brought into, then I could do an hour-long video every day, and I could divulge into that stuff, and I could lower my own standards, but it's not going to happen. So let's take another call here, and let's go to Andy in Florida. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, wow, cool. Hey, what a loser, that last caller. He was just trying to bait you. Hey, my question, sir. How are we going to win the election no matter who we choose? And I think I prefer Trump at this point, but DeSantis, you know, he's okay. I don't know if I trust him 100%. But seeing how they stuff the ballot boxes in all those urban centers, you're a bright guy. What are we going to do to win the election? Because if we don't win, then it's lost. All is lost at this point, I believe.
Well, I'm really short on time here, so I'll try to wrap this up before the break. But I've discussed this before, how right now there really is no path to victory for any Republican candidate because of what the Democrats do in Phoenix and in Atlanta and in Detroit and in Philadelphia and in Milwaukee. And until you address those issues or do something to counter those issues, you're never going to win Arizona. You're never going to win Georgia. You're never going to win Pennsylvania. You're never going to win Michigan. And you're never going to win Wisconsin. And if you can't win those five states, I see no path to victory for the Republican Party. So the answer is they're not going to win the election. But the more people get involved and the more people watch and notice what's really going on, how there's no chance Biden beat Trump in 2020 or whatever's going to happen in 2024, the more the awakening is going to have people asking questions and trying to fix it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Closing out this evening is Alex Jones' show with your phone calls. And we now go to Michael in Texas. Wants to talk about RFK Jr. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good Sunday afternoon to you, brother. How are you?
Thank you. Great.
So RFK is like he just came out of nowhere and, you know, announcing his presidency and coming out, exposing everything. I don't even think he's going to make it into the primaries. You know, he's
Of course not. Yeah, the Democrats are going to rig this thing, and it's great. I'm excited to watch him rig it against RFK. I mean, it's bad for the country. He's a great candidate. I even like him. Wouldn't mind him to be president. But yeah, they're going to rig it, and we'll all watch it, and it'll be great to see.
Yeah, but you know, how does that help us? I mean,
because Michael, most Americans still don't get it. They still don't get it. And so they're going to have to see it to get it. And you're going to have a lot of Democrats that like RFK Jr. and they're going to get behind him. And he's going to grow in the poll numbers. And everybody knows Biden's not popular. And then they're going to steal it from RFK. And then those Democrats are going to finally say, okay, you know what? We're sick of the rigged system. We want to talk about it and do something now.
I don't think they're going to get it until they're standing behind the fences in their FEMA camps. And, you know, by then it's, of course, going to be too late. It's scary. I mean, Trump, I love Trump, but, you know, taking money from Big Pharma as well and still, you know, supporting, you know, his warp speed. is just, I don't know, it's just in perilous times for sure. But I did want to ask you about something on a side note as helping you guys, helping InfoWars. I've been listening for well over a decade, been supporting and stuff. I sent you guys a sleeping bag, and I was trying to, you know, sponsor with you guys my Comfy Feet sleeping bag.
I'm just going to stop you right there because I'm just not the guy to talk to, and I'm almost out of time. I want to take other people's calls, but I'll tell you what. If the crew just, if you want to get his email information or something like that, or he can even email me if you guys want to give him my InfoWars email, that's fine too. But I'm going to take other calls on stuff, Michael, but I thank you for the call. Let's go to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's good to talk to you, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Love hearing from you. Real quick, I had a product plug. I just wanted to shout this out. I don't think you guys have it in stock right now, but the Survival Shield X2 is amazing.
Dang, and out of stock? That's too bad. Well, hopefully we'll have it back fast.
One thing I don't think people know, I'll say this real quick and then get on to my point. This has 600 servings in it. 600 servings. And that can last you a long time, and it has a lot of value to it.
So, I have to be honest with you, I'm a hoarder. I'm a Survival Shield X2 hoarder. I'm not kidding. I have a whole collection. It's like an occasion emergency thing, part of my bug out stuff.
I'm waiting for you guys to get it back in, brother. But my point that I was calling in today was the gun-free zones that the Detroit City Council is trying to put into enactment in certain areas of the city that I used to like to go to a lot. Kind of ill-advised. Detroit's not the safest city in the nation.
Oh, yeah, you don't say.
But, they're trying to put in these new gun-free zones in Greektown and the Riverwalk, which I used to, I'm a CPL holder. I'd take my wife down there, go for a nice stroll by the river. And now it's to the point where if they're going to start enacting these new restrictions, I'm not even going to go to the city anymore.
Well, let's call it what it is, like a federal judge has now. Federal judge halts states, this is in Illinois, so your neighbor there. Federal judge halts state's new assault weapon ban, cites likely Second Amendment violation. Oh, really? Duh? Shall not be infringed? Yeah, so these gun-free zones are totally Second Amendment violations. That's the right idea.
Absolutely, and they make it sound like it's going to keep the city safer, and it's going to try to help, you know, prevent gun crime.
Look, there's no other way to put it. It's just like the ex-U.S. Army PSYOP expert said. We live in a land of semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded people. Anybody who thinks putting up a sign that says gun-free zone or signing a law that says gun-free zone is going to stop a criminal with a gun is part of the semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population. By the way, that ex-U.S. Army PSYOPs expert might be a guest on InfoWars soon. Just throwing it out there. Maybe that'll happen. Alex, thank you for the call. Let's go to Andrew in New York. You're on the air. Andrew, go ahead.
So, like, remote viewing is like when, like, they had it actually for, like, intelligence agency and stuff. They've actually able to see, like, from a distance, like, even, like, into, like, military bases and stuff, like sensitive like information stuff.
All right, I've got to stop you. You jump right into a deep subject material without providing any context at all.
Well, it was like in the MK Ultra, one of their programs was like remote viewing. It's like psychic like abilities, and like people like working for like intelligence agencies, like
so like stuff in Stranger Things.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think there's a movie that, like, Men in Stereo goes to.
Yeah, right. George Clooney, yeah.
Yeah, like, government's, like, doing all kinds of experiments, like, hydrant, like, affecting reality. Like, people could affect reality with their minds and stuff, and...
Well, like, sure, that, like, and, you know, this is what I'm saying. You're jumping into this deep subject material, and people probably hear you, like, what is he talking about? Well, think of it like this, folks. Really... You know, we think of space as a mystery and something to be explored, but the human mind is the mystery. The human brain is what's to be explored, and you have the U.S. government and other governments running all kinds of secret operations, figuring out how they can use and abuse and manipulate the human mind and what type of things the human brain is capable of that we just can't get access to for whatever reason. It's well known we only use like 13% of our brain. I mean, even the smartest person will use like 15%. You know, maybe the average liberal, maybe the average liberal 4%. But the point is, we have all these abilities as humans. We have all these untapped abilities in our brains that we can't access for some reason, that they run all kinds of tests and try to find out how they can access that. And yeah, it's deep stuff, Andrew, but we're short on time and I want to take other calls here. So let's go to Randy in Oklahoma. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. You did an awesome job, brother.
Thank you for calling.
Let me be real direct, because the previous caller, or your response was excellent, because, yeah, 15% of the human brain at a max, there's a secret to bypassing that. We get overloaded, okay? There's a secret that God provided in the Holy Spirit, right? When you learn how to pray in a spirit, go look at Jude 20. You know, doing this in love. You'll destroy the enemy.
Yes, right? Exactly. Actually, what he's talking about, folks, it's... See, this is the stuff they keep. This is the stuff they do secretly, and they don't tell you. Some of it gets out. Like when you, if you can map the human brain, which is not perfectly mapped, but if you can map the human brain and the brain activity, what Randy is talking about here is you can map it when you are spiritual, or when you're grounded, or when you're on your knees praying to God. There's activity in the brain that normally wouldn't be there. You're firing up a part of the brain that otherwise is dormant, and this is why they like to test with these drugs like LSD and DMT, because they run these tests and they can activate these parts of the brains that they can't get access to normally. And it's like these drugs are like the gateway, the chemical gateway to doing such a thing. There's a spiritual gateway to doing such a thing also. And that's why the expert Buddhist monks will sit in silence or sit in solidarity or sit in darkness for years, and they'll reach such a place of deep trance that they can actually see other worlds. So you can chemically do this stuff with DMT. You can also do it spiritually, but that's like expert master level. In fact, what is the great philosopher, Alan Watts, talked about this, how using drugs is just a shortcut, a chemical shortcut, kind of a cheat code. He didn't really like it. A cheat code to understanding that spirituality or understanding that deep consciousness or even the connection to creation that you can feel when you have it. But it's like cheating when you do that with chemicals.
Yeah. Now, just don't confuse what the Holy Spirit does with what a Buddhist does or DMT or some psychedelic. There is total difference. Holy Spirit takes over and bypasses your soul. So where your emotions and your intellect are actually set aside. You read what Jesus said about the Spirit of Truth that he would send after he ascended. He sent the Spirit of Truth, right? And you get filled with the Holy Spirit. He will. It's like downloading programs, and then you install it. You know, you can download.
Yeah, like the most ancient, knowledge there is.
Yeah, it's instantly available to you. But you do need to understand Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, and then you can do it.
Well, Randy, unfortunately, we're out of time for tonight's transmission, but thank you for the call. Sorry to the other callers we couldn't get to. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got something special coming up here on Sunday Night Live. Don't tune out. InfoWars will be back tomorrow morning with Harrison Smith, Alex Jones, and myself. We'll see you then.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.